How to maximize RPL. What is RPL? Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about maximizing RPL. What is RPL when it comes to wholesaling houses? What does that have to do with wholesaling houses? Well, you and I know that the blood that runs the business of wholesaling houses is essentially leads, okay? So RPL is essentially revenue per lead. How much revenue is coming in on an average per every lead you attract to your business? So this video, I'm shooting this video as a response, okay? As a response to a question that came in, and it has to do with leads value, okay? And that's something you should pay attention to in your business, and you'll see exactly why here in a minute. But before I get into all of that, okay, I want to share something with you, okay? The numbers in your business, how much every resource costs in your business, is very important to the chances that your business will ever survive, okay? Now, there's a very good reason why most businesses go under, okay? 95% of businesses fail within their first 5 years. Wholesaling business, network marketing business, internet marketing business, any type of business. There's a reason why 95% of them fail because of things like this, because of not paying attention to some details. It's not all details you need to pay attention to, but there's some important details you should pay attention to. But before I get into all of that, what's wholesaling houses? What does that mean? You know, for those of you that may be landing on this page for the first time that you're landing here. By the way, if that's you, please make sure you like my videos. Please like this page. Subscribe to my channels. Make sure you download the book, because I'm going to be reading a quote from the book here in a second. You need that book. If you don't get that book and learn the fundamentals in it, you will fail at wholesaling houses. So it's very important that you go get the book, because it's absolutely free anyway. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. And that's the wholesaling manual right there. You want to go to myempirepro.com in order to take advantage of that, okay? Myempirepro.com, all right? So there's some concepts that you need to understand that, frankly, may not come up until later, but if you learn the fundamentals now, you're going to be in good hands. Does that make sense? So this thing goes here. It said, more importantly, maximizing the bottom line from an average lead is key. That's part of the quotes from the book. Let me continue the quote from the book. Taprooting is key to maximizing profitability. This is a legendary strategy in the networking profession that actually still works. It works in any business model, actually. It is simply asking for more referrals from existing circle of influence and or contact. You can simply ask if they'll let you know, if they know anyone that may be interested in what you're offering. In life and business, the best opportunities are going to come from digging beyond the surface of any strategy you employ. You know, I always tell people nothing is really exactly straightforward. There's always some kind of challenges, obstacles that you encounter in any endeavor, you know. And if you don't know how to look outside of the box sometimes, or just be aware that you may get hit with challenges or obstacles sometimes, if you have a wrong expectation that life is supposed to be just straightforward, you will always miss it, because you will not learn the most important lessons about life and business. And that's what this is all about here. And that's why I want you to learn taprooting. I'm going to talk about it in details here in a second, right? Yes, you will market and produce on your very front line of customers, you know, clients, right? For example, motivated sellers in wholesaling business, right? Or partners, if you're trying to build a team, you're going to do all that by yourself. But the saying that the word of mouth is the best form of marketing will always be very powerful for multiple different reasons, but we can start from the fact that it's free marketing, right? All right, so that's that right there. But again, I don't want to assume that you know what wholesaling houses means. It simply means you pick up houses, you get them under contract at wholesale prices, and you sell them to end buyers at still wholesale prices, but you make a little bit of money in the between for a spread. And that money you make in between can be as big as 5 to 10% of the full value of the house. So if you have a $400,000 home, right, 5 to 10% of that will be essentially $20,000 to $80,000 of that. And that makes sense when I tell you that the highest I've ever made is $82,000 and the lowest I've ever made is probably around $2,000, $3,000 from one deal, right? But the bottom line is, if you know how to secure houses at wholesale prices, if you know how to put houses under contract, wholesale prices, then you win this game, because then you could just figure the rest out, right? And how do we do that? We do that through marketing, right? So when you do marketing, what are you looking for? You're looking to generate leads. You want people to start calling you and say, hey, I have this house to sell. This house is a big deal. It's a big trouble in my portfolio. I need to get rid of it. It could be commercial property. People will call you sometimes for properties that are bigger than you, and then you have to bring somebody else to the table to help you, but yet you still make $100,000 from wholesaling the deal just for doing nothing, just because you found the, because you were marketing so much and you found those deals. How sweet would that be? So how do you put those odds in your favor? How do you put houses, put more houses in your pipeline and put more people responding to your marketing in your pipelines by doing marketing? So for every person that calls you and say, I have this house to sell, I have a house, I don't know what I want to do with it, right? For every person that calls you, we call them a lead. Now, it's not every single one of those that will turn to profit, right? But actually, I'm going to show you in this video how to turn each one of them, as many as possible, to profit. But before I get into that, I want to go through this question here that came in from one of our viewers that pretty much inspired this video, right? So it says, hi, Ola, I'm very clear at this stage that I need leads. Okay, that's true. You need leads and lots of leads in order to win in the business of wholesaling houses. Yeah, because there's no wholesaling houses if people are not calling you, right? That they need to. Now, you may say, hey, I need to find people and sell them on selling their house to me. Good luck. But that's a sales job. And you already do sales job. You have more than enough work of sales to do. You don't have to add to it, okay? So I'd rather have people calling me to reduce the amount of sales I have to do, to reduce the amount of convincing I have to do, because it just makes my life easier, and that's called leverage. So I could spend my time on creating more calls like that, right? So I'd rather just create the calls. So the question continues. A few days ago, I received an email from one of the gurus saying that the average cost per lead, that he averages $441 cost per lead from direct mailing. Wow. So for him to get somebody to call that turns to money, okay, on an average across board after marketing over time, it cost him $441, okay? So that may scare you, right? That may scare you. But I'm going to tell you here why you shouldn't be scared. You should be aware that, yes, it can be expensive, but you should also realize that, wow, I may need a proper strategy here so I don't go broke trying to build a wholesaling houses business. Does that make sense? All right. How the hell am I, little me, supposed to survive building this business like that? Is there a way around that? Or is that a roadblock? So it's not a roadblock, okay? Bottom line is this. When somebody says $441 per lead, as an entrepreneur, forget being a wholesaling houses person, right? Forget your internet market or any of those things. As an entrepreneur, your job is, the next question you should ask is that, $441 per lead? Okay. Can we make $1,000 per lead from each lead? Right? It cost me $441 per lead. As long as I can make $882, double my money, I'm still printing money. It's not a big deal for me, right? Because if you figure that out, then it's just as simple as finding the money, $441 to double. Because then if you find the money, wherever you got that money from, you could decide that, okay, I'm making $441 for every $441 I spend. I'll split that with the person that invested in me or wherever I got the money from. The cost of the money could be $220. You keep $220 and you give $220 to the cost of the money. Maybe you got the money from the bank, from a funding source. By the way I teach you, you don't have to come up with any money, okay? I'm just telling you that the cost per lead, it's not necessarily a big deal as long as there's a way to double that money, the cost. As long as there's a way to double that cost into revenue, then we'll see the RPL, which is the revenue per lead, is really what we want to worry about. Is the revenue per lead at least the $800 per lead? If 5 people call me in a month, can I at least close at $30,000 profit a piece? Can I close at least two or three of them, close a deal, then you're in profit. So it doesn't matter if it's 441 or not. Now, for an average person, a novice, that would scare them, right? But for me, like, okay, all right. Just want to make sure that you're not overspending yourself before you close your first deal. That's really all you have to worry about, right? And that's my job here, to help you to do things in a way that you're not overspending yourself before you close a deal. And how do you do that? The only solution to that is consistency, okay? You break it down to what you can afford per week when it comes to marketing. You break it down to that. You make sure you have a funnel, because when people are calling, you want them to be calling in through the right funnel, because the competition is just very high. Thanks to the gurus, they're training more and more people how to do wholesaling. Guess what that means? It's creating more competition for you. Competition is not always a bad thing, but if the same people that are getting letters from you are getting about 30 other different letters the same week, that will decrease your chances of somebody calling you. Does that make sense? Right? So because of that, you need to stand out. Your letters should stand out. And how do you stand out? I lead with value. Okay. The number one way to stand out is you lead with value. As opposed to trying to take the house, you lead with value, and then you continue to give more value, and then you can reverse engineer the idea into the head of the prospect that you're the best person for them to work with. In fact, there's no other choice, because no one else is doing what you're doing. That's something I cover extensively in my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. How do you stand out from all these letters? And you can find out, you can get that book for free at myempirepro.com. You see the link on the screen, myempirepro.com. Does that make sense? So is there a way around that? Or is that a roadblock? I just shared the way around that. Stand out. Build a brand, okay? Build trust equity. More importantly, forget brand. Brand is kind of like what you're taking from them too. That's a byproduct of building trust equity. And the way you do that is you give more value. You outgive other people when it comes to value, okay? Everybody's trying to take that house from them. You give them information. You give them the information they need. And you continue, you create a scenario where you position yourself where you continue to give them more information. And I use what I call the three C's. And you can Google, just search on Google for the three C's, All That Talks, Abi Togun. And you can learn what the three C's is, the details of the create, capture, and convert. Okay. First step is create. That's giving value. Capture is still giving value. Convert happens by default when you follow the process. And you can Google that information. It's called the three C's. Or you can simply download my book. It's also inside of my book at myempirepro.com. So is there a way around that? Absolutely. Please explain how this could work for a person with small marketing budget. Whatever your budget is, put it to work. Commit and stay consistent. Okay? So additional two C's. Okay? Commit and stay consistent to the create, capture, convert. You create value, you capture the audience, you convert to deals. And the details of exactly that I cover in the three C's, and you can simply Google All That Talks, the three C's, and it should come right up. The video should come right up, okay? And make sure you subscribe to this channel if you have any questions, any further questions about this. So that's what the RPL is, the revenue per lead. That's really what you should be concerned about. When somebody say the cost per lead, the CPL, is 441, the next question as an entrepreneur is, what is the RPL? If you know the RPL and it's double, that means I'm just doubling my money. I'm printing money. If it's not, hey, how can we double this? How can we double my RPL? How can RPL becomes 2x that of the CPL, the cost per lead? And that's the question you should be asking yourself when it comes to wholesaling houses or any business for that matter, because that's what sets you apart. It's talking to those numbers, right? That's what sets you apart from the novices and all the people that they are training in this business. It doesn't matter how many people you come into the business. If you understand this concept, and how do you understand these fundamentals? By simply downloading the book, myempirepro.com. Okay, so subscribe, share, like this video, share with your teammates, share with people you know will like it. People trying to get into wholesaling, right? Into wholesaling houses, people that are trying to advance on their wholesaling skills. People that are trying to learn the marketing aspect of it, because without marketing, you don't have a wholesaling business, right? And share this with them, okay? And comment below your questions, contribution, whatever you have to say, disagreements, anything. Post that below this video. I will definitely appreciate to hear from you. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. And peace.